At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
John Michaels is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. You hear him nationally on ESPN Radio. He is, in my humble opinion, the biggest Canes fan in all of media. And so he's probably, the way I've gotten myself riled up a number of times already today, I'm imagining we're going to get the same from John here. Do the Miami Hurricanes belong in the college football playoffs?
Is the ocean wet? I mean, does a one-legged duck swim in circles? Does a bear poop in the woods? You're damn right we belong in the playoffs. So what I'm hoping, and you know what, Dan Radakovich, you're my dude. Our athletic director down at Miami, because he's fighting the good fight. I know we've had previous athletic directors. Thank God he's up at Boston College. Blake James, that would have cowered in a corner and be like, whatever you guys want, just keep us out. We don't care. Dan Radakovich is fighting, and he's putting out truth, and he's putting out facts. So what people love to pick and choose throughout this whole process was where the strength of schedule was in week 8 or where it was in week 10, not remembering that Notre Dame had to play two awful teams at the end of the year in Syracuse and Stanford, who Miami had already played, and now drags their strength of schedule to where I think Notre Dame's at 42, Miami's at 44. The strength of records, like Notre Dame's at 13, Miami's at 14. The FPI, if you want to use that, ESPN has Notre Dame at 3, Miami at 7. Point being, those are right like this. They're close as you can be. What does that mean? Now you go to the number one metric in any sport to differentiate teams with the same record, and that's what happened on the damn field. Miami kicked their ass up and down the field. I was sitting there, row 6, section 106, seats 1 and 2, watching us physically beat up Notre Dame. Unless they had a draft and they were able to go get new offensive linemen to block Reuben Bain and Justin Scott and Akeem Mesidor, guess what? You still can't block any of those dudes, and Miami needs to be in the postseason. I'm telling you, Sunday at noon, if they leave us out of these playoffs, the piss and vinegar that's going to be coming out of me is going to be second to none. And you've heard me riled up a lot of times on this show.
And, John, the love for Notre Dame, I kind of understand it. It's a lore of Notre Dame. That's what people want. And even Alabama, like, they've won multiple. Nick Saban put them back on the map. Is it a lack of lore with UM? I'm saying we now, not because I'm bandwagon. But I think I'm doing what's right. I think UM is getting messed over bad in this whole thing. But why are the people that aren't Canes fans, why are they not giving the same respect to UM that like they are a Notre Dame?
I wish I could answer that question. I saw Heather Dinnett. Somebody found an old video of her from week one where they asked her point blank, would the head-to-head game between Miami and Notre Dame matters? And unequivocally, Heather Dinnett said, yes, it would matter. It's one of the metrics. Head-to-head has to matter. And the last 4 weeks, she's just pooped all over the fact, well, it was week one, and Notre Dame had a new quarterback, and they had to break in this and had to. It's mind-blowing, Channing, that people that are supposed to be really smart football minds lose their damn mind when it comes to talking about Miami and the college football playoffs. Do you think right now Oklahoma is better than Alabama?
Ooh, yes.
Okay, and you would say so because why? They just beat Alabama a couple of weeks ago on a field, on a game in which they were outgained by over 200 yards, yet they picked off Alabama and caused them to turn it over. But the answer is yes, because on the field they won. Guess who's ranked above a who in the college football playoff ranking? It's Oklahoma over Alabama. Do you think Georgia's better than Ole Miss? Of course you do. Georgia beat Ole Miss. You know who's ranked above? Georgia's ahead of Ole Miss. Yet for some reason, I think it was seven times over the last year, teams that had the same amount of losses and competed head-to-head, the team that won was ranked higher in every single case except Miami and Notre Dame. And I know you get drawn in. Oh, Notre Dame's won 10 in a row. Really dissect who they've beaten over these 10 games. They beat Boston College, who I think has one win. Syracuse, who was starting lacrosse players at the end of the year. They beat Stanford. They beat Arkansas, who fired a coach. Like, their only solid wins are USC, good win, and Pitt. Miami beat Pitt by more than Notre Dame did in the cold and 30 degrees in a game that we're all supposed to lose. Everything says Miami should be in, except the old geezers they put in this damn playoff committee who are going to, well, golly gee, we got to get the Fighting Irish in there. We're going to get Newt Rockne and the Four Horsemen. Kiss my rear end with that. It's ridiculous. They need people with balls on this committee to challenge idiots that are sitting in the committee right now.
John, how do you propose to change this from ever happening again? I don't know where to start because I'm upset with the ACC. Credit to them for campaigning for Miami. Like, they're posting the graphics and like, credit to them for that. But I think they're kind of at fault here as well because I'm looking at Duke with five losses in the ACC championship game because ACC is like, we want more money. They expand, and it screws their entire format. And, you know, Miami, credit to them for scheduling Florida, for scheduling Notre Dame. Right. But maybe they don't anymore. Maybe they play Bethune, FAMU, and FIU every single year because why not if it means they have a better chance at getting to the college football playoff?
It's ridiculous because, Solana, you did exactly what you're supposed to do. And I know Texas, Sarkis, oh, I shouldn't have scheduled Ohio State. No, you shouldn't have lost eight-loss Florida. Sorry, Channing, I wasn't going to take a Florida shot, but I had to.
Hard
you lose eight-loss Florida,
it's fair.
You need to be out of the playoff.
Credit.
It's fair.
You need to be there. How do you fix it, Solana? I don't know. That it's the hardest thing to say. I don't know. Number one, the ACC, I would bet every dime that I have that the day the college football playoffs come to an end, Jim Phillips, making $2 million or $3 million a year, comes out and goes, well, we're going to change our tiebreakers, and we're going to get rid of common conference opponents or conference opponents. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Duke got in because they played – they didn't play Florida State, who drug our conference schedule down. They didn't play Boston College or Syracuse, I don't believe. But they also, of the five teams that were tied, went 0-2 against the other five teams that they were tied against. It should have simply been, okay, here's like three tiebreakers, and then we're going to do just college football playoff ranking, and it would be Miami and Virginia, and then guess what? The committee would be off the hook. The second part is actually go by the laws that you lay down. If you pull up any document, it lays out the criteria for the playoff committee. Head-to-head, common opponents. Then it gets into all the minutia that everybody's bringing up. The problem is they navigate their narration week by week on what they want to have happen. Get rid of the AP poll. You know why? Tennessee and Missouri should never have been ranked all year. Yet, you know who gets propped up for beating Tennessee and Missouri as ranked teams? Anybody in the SEC. Tennessee beat as many FBS teams with a winning record as the five of us have beaten. Like, literally, that's where it's at. But because there's a beginning bias that carries through the season, now you go, well, Miami's got all these bad losses. They lost to two teams that went 8-4, yet Alabama beats Tennessee. They go, oh, they got a ranked win against 8-4 Tennessee. Like, how stupid does all of this sound?
It sounds ridiculous, and the Tennessee thing is maddening. Like, it is maddening that they've been ranked all season. Like, honestly.
Missouri's the same way, Hawk. Missouri is the exact same way.
But let me ask you this. You said at the beginning, if Sunday at noon rolls around and I find out such and such, are you holding out hope that this pressure campaign could somehow work on the committee?
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've got a couple of different pieces of hope. One, I think there's been a groundswell. Greg McElroy, Eric McClain at ACC Network, obviously the ACC itself, Dan Radakovich, Booger McFarland. There's been a lot of talking heads that are now going, wait a second. They both finished 10-2. It's time to really evaluate this head-to-head game and make it matter. So I do have hope that maybe that talk bullies the committee into doing something that should have been done weeks ago. My second part of hope, and I'm going to disagree about Alabama getting in, and I'm going to give you a little factual information. Last year they said nobody's going to drop out. Well, that's because your games were, I think it was Oregon and Penn State, who were both calmly in the top five. They weren't falling out. It was Georgia and Texas, who were both top six teams. Neither one of them were falling out. It was Clemson and SMU. Remember, SMU was ranked eighth. Clemson was out of there. They said basically they weren't going to drop SMU from 8 to 13. Alabama's number 10. BYU is currently number 11. Miami sits at number 12. And I don't want to hear that that data point doesn't matter, because if that's the case, get rid of the conference championships games altogether. Stop having to be a bunny grab. If Alabama loses for their third loss, also with a common opponent, which is one of the criteria in the college football playoff with Miami, they lost by 14 to Florida State. We beat them by 6. If they have a third loss, they're out. If BYU, who has gotten no love at 11-1, loses to Texas Tech again, they're out. So I do have a little bit of hope that something happens. And my last piece of hope, and I hope this happens for Jim Phillips, just because he's a weasel commissioner that does nothing right, I want Duke to win. Because then the committee may put two group of five teams in, and I think at that point they look around and go, we can't have a college football playoff without an ACC representative. They're not going to put Duke in at 8-5. Maybe then they give Miami some love. So there is hope. Maybe I'm an optimist at this point. Maybe a Mario Cristobal standing there on the field at Pittsburgh going, the field test should matter. And my guy, Coach Stephen Fields, sending out, the field test should matter. Maybe somebody actually with common sense looks and says, the field test should matter.
I got to push back you ACC guys on this SEC, because I'm going to wave my blue and yellow flag here a little bit. Hmm. Okay, John? So the Missouris and the Tennessees are getting whooped by real good teams. I'm with you. Missouri and Tennessee aren't good, but they're playing with Alabama. They're playing with Florida. Florida's playing with Texas, and now Texas is supposed to be this big thing. Florida beat Texas. So we're kind of cannibalizing each other. Well, there's no ACC, there's vegetarians. There's nobody to eat each other.
Well, we whoop Florida. We physically beat the hell out of Florida, who beat Texas. So
it's not a shot at UM, John. I guess the ACC is so weak that the disrespect is always going to be there.
See, and I don't think it is. Georgia Tech, who has no defense, holds Georgia to 16 points over the weekend. No defense. Pitt and NC State went up and down the field like they were playing 7-on-7 flag football against Georgia Tech. Yet Georgia Tech holds a team that I think is a national title contender to 16 points. Miami beats Florida, who beats Texas. Miami whoops Florida State, who whoops Alabama. So when you want to do that compare and contrast, I don't disagree. I think there is a hierarchy. I think Georgia, Ole Miss, Texas A&M are up here. I think Alabama is on par with Miami and some other teams. And the rest of the SEC, to me, lives off name recognition and name recognition. I like Diego Pavia. Yeah. I love his mom. I think his mom's got some swag. So I'm okay with that. If she wants to twerk on a pole, go for it. I have no problem with that. You're cheering for your son. But I think the SEC gets propped up by name recognition. Tennessee and Missouri are the biggest case studies. If they had Mountain West or Big 12 patches, nobody would think about them being ranked.
Real quick, 60 seconds, John, because we're up against a break here. Your take on Lane Kiffin and what transpired.
Well, he's a narcissistic jerk. He always has been, and he always will be. Here's my equation to what he did this weekend, and I thought it was so selfish. He was basically a husband that told his wife, I'm leaving you at the end of the year for the hot girl down the street, but I want to stay for the holidays to hang out with you and the kids. But then at the end of the holidays, I'm going to take the car, the bank account, and the kids, and we're going to move them in with her. It was a jerk move. He could have simply sat down in front of his team a week ago. He knew. I heard you guys talk about he didn't have a talk with God. He had a talk with $90 million. Get the hell out of here.
Unless his accountant's name is God.
Oh, he meant Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, did joke. That read Jesus on the thing? I was talking about my CPA, Jesus.
Look, he could have simply sat down a week ago and been a man and told his kids, what I want is I'm going to leave for LSU. I'd like to coach to the end, but they're probably not going to let me. Why would Ole Miss ever let him coach? That is the dumbest thing ever. And all the national media guys, again, I go back to, aren't you smarter than this? Why would Ole Miss say, sure, that's one of our biggest rivals. Come and recruit all our players and half of our offensive staff and take them on with us.
We'll buy your breakfast and lunch and dinner every night with our per diem. I mean, so stupid. Yeah.
It's dumb.
He is who he is.
Take how it happened. He's in a better situation, though.
No doubt. LSU is a better job. I've said that openly 100 times. LSU is a better – you can win a national title at LSU. This year was the ceiling at Ole Miss. You're never winning a title at Ole Miss.
Sometimes you just got to see it out, though. I mean, you're going to have other opportunities. He's going to have other opportunities. I don't think it's been his lifelong dream to coach at LSU.
It's the second best job in the country, though, Hawk. Like, I mean, top three job in the country.
LSU?
Yes.
The second best maybe college the, football coaching
top,
job
top
in the country?
Five. Maybe
top
the, five maybe the sure. third best.
No.
Top three easily.
No.
Guys.
I'd say top five, but not top three.
What?
No. Ohio top State's number one. Georgia's there. Texas is there.
What about
all the
LSU has to compete with nobody in their own state. For recruits, there's no other school in the country. Look at the coaching staff across all their sports.
You're doing it a different way than I'm doing
and,
it.
And
I'm
the money
I'm
that they're paying.
About, yeah. No, that I mean we're arguing. We're splitting hairs here because it's a great job.
Five.
I'm just saying, at some point, sometimes in your life, he's not starving for money. He's not starving for success. See this particular thing through. Even if it delays your move a year or two, see this through. You owe that to, and again, I'm not the big you owe anybody anything guy. You owe that. I know what he said to those players to get them there, to get them to buy in. Like, I don't know. Just seems real. There should be no way that the NCAA allows something like this to happen at this moment in a season. There should be some sort of freeze, some sort of something. Anyway, we're out of time.
I want to be Charlie Baker, who makes like $5 million to sit in his NCAA tower and do nothing.
Nothing.
He just sits
do
nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Need to fold it. NCAA is worthless.
Crazy. Worthless. John Michaels, follow him on Twitter at John Michaels, the letter U. I'll hold out hope, John.
We're getting in.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.